You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were talking about your breakfast burritos. You know, Gretch made a chocolate cake for me on Sunday. And the other day I was in the kitchen and there was just like one good-sized piece left. That was it. We'd pretty much laid waste to it, the three of us, over the 3 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, that just does not need to be tempting anybody anymore. And I picked it up to put it in the trash. It's like, we've done enough. And then I set it back down. I was like, well, trash, stomach.
I don't want to waste it. I mean.
Right.
Did you eat it?
I did. Yeah, it was the last piece.
You fatty.
You fatty. That's probably why you fell down running yesterday.
I went to this park that I love because it's woods, and it's got various trails that go through it and a lot of elevation climb and descent. It's great for running, and I just got some new running shoes last week. I've only had them out like two or three times. They feel so good. Makes all the difference in the world after you put about 400 or 500 miles on your old pair. But I was, trucking along, had my headphones on, listening to a really interesting podcast. And once again, one of those tree roots that's kind of camouflaged came, jumped right up. Jeremy, I went flying because I just happened to be moving at a pretty good clip at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was bam! My headphones must have gone 6 feet ahead of me. And I went down, and yeah, both legs just blood pouring down them.
I saw your little video that you posted, and that looks like it stings. Those are like sting marks. I mean, they're gashes. It's like a rug burn going all the way down, you know?
That's the thing. It's a combination both. They were gashed and burned because I went down and on that hard. Yeah. Ugh. So it's a burn. I'm looking at it right now. It's burns on both legs and gashes. So I'm putting that triple antibiotic ointment
that's
stuff
good.
On there.
Yeah.
That's so good I'm stuff. All gooey and
sticking to your sheets when you get in.
I love the people who do the comments on Facebook. They're like, did Gretchen kiss it, make it better? Or did Gretchen like give you?
Do you want to kiss that?
I was like, do you know what? Have you not?
She
heard
called
me
you
talk
an idiot. Probably.
She called me an idiot. She rolls her eyes and is like, quit being stupid.
Yeah, slow down a little bit.
Yeah, there's not a lot of mothering going
on.
No,
she's
with
like,
this.
Pay attention. Yeah, pick a different trail, jackwagon.
Did set a record time though.
Yeah, you look. It looked like you were going fast. So,
so I set a record time. That's all that matters. When you're a guy, that's all that matters. What was your day like yesterday?
I'm gonna send out some save the date announcements.
For
October 16th, Dom, save the date.
Yeah,
that's when my bunghole is gonna look like your knees. No.
Got it scheduled, huh?
It's all scheduled, so just a heads up, I'll probably be off October 16th.
Fine. Should I try to schedule the same day?
You should. We should do double colonoscopies. If you can get in and get your physical and everything done and get yours scheduled. I tried to do it a few weeks out in advance, so maybe you can do yours on the same day.
Huh. I will look. I'll make a note.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you can swing it.
I was telling Jeremy
different locations, of course. This isn't going to be like a couple's massage where we're both laying there holding hands or anything like that with candles lit.
What if they do that?
Couples colonoscopies. Put some romantic music on. And
it's the hip new thing.
It really is.
You know, when somebody hears about that, somebody will say, hey, that's not a bad idea. You know, you get a husband and wife in, they both get a colonoscopy at the same time.
Yeah. Why not, I guess? You can both get it out of the way.
I told Jeremy that I've reached my limit this year because Zoe had surgery. So we're at our deductible limit already, 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
2 years in a row. And so I told Jared, I was like, I should get my colonoscopy now. I know Gretch is going to go get her mammogram. We're trying to
get all the big stuff out of the way. Yeah.
Trying to get everything into the last quarter of the year.
That's smart. It's smart. I spent, you know, the sad part about it is I had to spend a good hour on the phone yesterday tracking down whoever I needed to talk to at my insurance company and basically having to try to talk them in to covering this as a preventative measure because I'm only 40. But, you know, my grandfather was diagnosed at 44 and then passed away at 47. And then there's some other family history, too, with this stuff. And it's you have to, like, talk them in to letting you get this done without, you know, just having to pay for it yourself.
Huh.
I'm like, wouldn't you just want to cover the preventative aspect of this versus waiting a few years and then finding something and then having to cover surgeries and hospital visits?
Yeah, it's a couple thousand now versus a couple million later.
It's crazy to me. Yeah, and the lady's like, I know. I don't get it either. I don't know. It's just very strange to me. But luckily, yeah, I guess there's some different codes and things like that they can put in, and it looks like it should be fully covered, which is awesome. Which
and now you're going to get 300 Facebook messages saying, what's the code?
Right. They didn't tell me the code. Sorry, this isn't like a video game.
You're going to have to do your own begging.
Yeah, people. That's right. You get on the phone.
Your knees are going to look like mine by the time you get that thing booked.
That's right. That is right, my friend.
Well, if I don't get mine scheduled on the same day, I hope you'll at least post one photo.
I will. I definitely will. Well, before and after.